Advocates for the elderly say no other state honors the independence of its older citizens like Oregon does.
Good morning.
Cecil Michael is 96 years old.
I'm fine.
He still lives in his own home, and he has no plans to leave.
I brought your lunch today.
Only he can't do all the things he used to. Enter the caregiver.
My name is Sharon. I'm a caregiver for Addis Healthcare. I do whatever has to be done for a client, whether it be personal care, housekeeping, shopping, taking to the doctor.
Sharon's tab, in Cecil's case, is picked up by Oregon taxpayers through a program called Oregon Project Independence, or OPI.
I come by every Friday. Yeah, for 3 hours.
It's not much, but it's just enough for Cecil to remain self-sufficient. State Senator Alan Bates of Ashland says OPI currently serves about 2,000 citizens for an average cost of around $400 a month each.
And it's amazing how little money up front like that prevents them moving into very expensive settings. A nursing home can cost $5,000 to $10,000 a month, most of which ends up being paid by the state. And for a little investment up front, we give these people a much better life at a much lower cost and much more humane way.
Bates says Oregon's developed a reputation among other states, even some other countries, for programs dating back to the 1970s, encouraging our elders to be independent until they really need a nursing home's more comprehensive and expensive care.
We are now closing nursing homes in this state. We have not built any new ones for about 25 years.
Senior Services Director Dave Toller with the Rogue Valley Council of Governments says OPI challenges some longstanding assumptions about when or even whether aging people must leave their home.
It was just Medicaid, okay, nursing home, here you go. And then we said, you know what, in Oregon, we do things different.
Toller says moving into a nursing home is often stressful and incredibly sad for the families involved, and most people really just want a little help with routine tasks they can't do anymore.
It's not very often in the political and public policy world where what people want the most can also save the government a tremendous amount of money.
Sharon takes Cecil's grocery list for the week.
I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get milk.
He says without her help, he could be dependent on Medicaid for a small room in a nursing home with little space for his things.
I'm staying away from that as long as I can. I would rather live in my house and die in my house than I would anywhere else.
About 15 years ago, Cecil suffered some debilitating health problems. His children have helped a lot, but they have their own aging issues. Senator Bates says nursing homes are appropriate for some, dementia patients, for example, but he adds with just a little help, most older people can stay at home. The biennial budget for OPI is about $10 to $15 million.
Sometimes a little more, a little less. We've had to cut the programs sometimes. In the recession, we cut it back at one time to $7 or $8 million, but we realize you make those kind of cuts in the short run, you pay for it in the long run.
Bates says preserving our elders' dignity and self-reliance is the right thing to do. Meanwhile, Cecil just wants to follow in his parents' footsteps.
My dad and mother, they used to have a house right over here where they lived and died in that house, both of them. And that's just what I want to do.
Maybe not anytime soon, Cecil says, but until then, he depends on no one unless he has to. I'm Bill McLean reporting.